Chapter 91. Kylar came through the pass as the armies on the plains below sprinted the last paces toward each other. He was too far away to hear the crash, but he could see the shock of it passing through the ranks. He continued running, not slowing as he passed the camp followers who had gathered to watch the battle, many of them carrying all their possessions in case the battle turned out badly. He lost sight of the battle as he sprinted down the valley. Those few armed men he encountered, he passed before they could raise a challenge, until he got to Black Bridge. There, half a dozen men with pikes and short swords at their belts turned from the battle to watch his approach. "Hold!" a young man shouted. As Kylar stopped in front of them, a crack like thunder shook the earth. Kylar was the only one who kept his feet. He turned his eyes to Black Barrow. The slight rises and dips of the plain between him and the great dome were covered with warriors, both human and Krull, but the battle slowed as those not in the front line looked to the great shining black sphere. Another thundercrack shook the plain, and this time jagged cracks raced from the highest point of the dome down its sides. Men cursed in fear and wonder. The third crack shattered the dome from inside. Huge chunks of black rock 3 feet thick exploded into the air and rained onto the dead domain and the battlefield, crushing Krull and men alike. Most of the dome still stood, quivering, edges sharp around the hole in its crown. More sharp blows followed, and the rest of the dome fell in, raising a huge cloud of black dust like a stain of night across the morning. Something huge moved inside it.
"What is that?"
the young man guarding the bridge asked. Kylar was already running. Most of the fighting men had noticed nothing. The grim business of war took all their attention. The Allies' armies were doing extremely well if what Kylar had seen of their relative numbers was accurate. He saw one of Aegon's archers fit an odd arrow to his Imori bow and shoot. 200 paces away, one of the Caladoran signal flags went up in flames. It was obviously on purpose, because only one or two Caladoran signal flags remained on the entire plain. Kylar wondered briefly whose good idea that had been. Kurok was still strapped to his back, and the black Kakari concealed it. Kylar drew neither as he closed with the rear of the Cenarian line. His battle senses seemed to explode, obliterating conscious thought, blotting out everything but the sharp outlines of the figures in his path. This group was spearmen, packed tightly and surging forward. There would be no slipping through these men. They pushed against the backs of the men in front of them with oblong shields, holding their elbows up so their spears wouldn't become entangled in the press. Kylar leapt lightly and pushed off one man's shoulder, twisted, pushed off another's spearhead, then planted both feet on the shoulders of a man in the second row and jumped as hard as he could. He was over the Cenarian so fast he didn't even hear their cries of surprise. His leap took him over the first 6 lines of Krull. Kylar read the bodies of those among which he would land. 5 black creatures, and one a diseased flaky white that seemed their leader. 2 saw him. Kylar tucked his knees to his chest, flipped, then threw his feet forward at the last second. His feet connected with a big black Krull over its eyes. Its head snapped back and its neck cracked. Kylar rolled to his feet. He'd never seen Krull before. They were shaped like men with grotesquely bulging muscles, their eyes small and piggish, brows prominent, shoulders heavy, necks almost non-existent. But beyond that, each was different, as if they were products of many different hands. The one closest to Kylar's left was covered with fur. Two others were hairless. The one directly in front of him had a nose smashed upward into a snout. It also had thin, curling horns. Three had an extra knuckle's worth of finger on their hands, sharpened into claws. Their skin or fur was the black of a bloated corpse, and they smelled of rot. None wore armor or clothes, except the white one, and few had weapons other than their claws or horns. The white was taller than the others, more than 6 feet, and recovered first, swinging a huge, dull blade at Kylar. Kylar dodged it and crushed the white's throat with a kick. Kylar darted behind another, grabbed its horns, and broke its neck before he realized that perhaps a dozen black krull weren't moving at all. They simply stared at their dying white leader. It was hissing, trying to breathe. Unnerved by their sudden listlessness, Kylar paused for a moment, a pause that in normal battle could have been lethal. He pulled a tanto from his belt and jammed it into the white krull's heart. Krull apparently kept their hearts where men did because it died as he withdrew the blade. What little light had been in the piggish eyes around him guttered out. The 10 krull looked lost. For 3 impossible seconds, they didn't move. Kylar could sense them searching for something. Then, as if each had been yanked on a leash toward a new master, the krull bolted in 10 different directions. A jolt of fear more intense than any he'd ever felt lashed through Kylar's bonds with Vi. She was 200 paces to his left. Kylar ran through the dead domain, over corpses that looked oddly fresh, but didn't stink. He was behind the main line of krull, but there were still hundreds that saw him. His talent filled him like a fire. He was a blur. As always, he could feel Vi more intensely the closer he got. She was in the middle of a thick knot of fighting. The sheer volume of magic was astounding. Maje flanked Vi and they faced a dozen Verdmeisters with Veer clawing through every inch of exposed skin. On a white charger in white enameled armor, Logan and a score of his bodyguards faced dozens of monsters. A great sword-tooth cat leapt for the king. Logan slashed his sword into the top of its head. Its claws scored his horse's armor as it fell dead. A wash of fire spurted from a Verdmeister toward the king and lapped against a shimmering shield one of the Magi had put around him. A squat red krull, a head shorter than most of its kin, but 3 times as wide, with skin that looked like it was entirely made of bone, grabbed a horse's leg. The horse whinnied as its leg cracked. It fell, spilling one of Logan's bodyguards to the ground. He jumped up and slashed at the creature, but his thin blade rang off its skin. He stabbed it. His blade bowed, but then pierced the creature's skin. It ignored it and grabbed his arm, then his face. Nasher grabbed the man's other arm and tried to pull him up onto his horse. His scream was muffled against the krull's palm until it crushed helmet and head together. Nasher kept pulling, not understanding the guard was already dead. The greenish krull with splayed legs like frogs leapt at Logan, trying to knock him from his saddle. Vi blasted them aside with talent, and bodyguards opened their throats. As Logan's knot of warriors ground slowly toward the dead domain, a Verdmeister beyond the fighting chanted calmly. Kylar saw the sword-toothed cat's split head mend, and moments later, it stood. Everywhere the scene was repeated. The Verdmeisters were instantly replacing the most powerful Krull they lost. Kylar unlimbered Kurok and decapitated that Verdmeister, and then another before it could raise the red-skinned ogre, and cut a third in half. Through the press of bodies, he saw Vi. A Krull claw slapped into her arm, but bounced off as her blood-red dress hardened like armor. She sliced off the Krull's arm and met Kylar's eyes. She pointed behind him. It was the Titan, looming large. It had cracked open Black Barrow, and now it was coming to war. The sheer size of it was hard to believe. It was shaped almost like a man, its skin a coolly luminous blue under scale armor, its hair gold and short and spiky like an unruly boy's, its eyes black with silver vertical irises like a cat's, its muscles smooth and beautiful. But if it was a god from the front, it was a demon from behind. Huge spikes extended from its spine, reptilian wings draped from its shoulders, and a rat-like hairy tail dragged behind it. It wielded a spike pole as a cudgel.
Kylar!
Vi shouted.
Kill it!
He could feel her intimately enough to know that she hadn't meant to invoke the bond. But she'd done it anyway. Like he'd been lashed with a cat of nine tails, his attention focused instantly, irrevocably, on the Titan. He had no choice.